Denia, D-E-N-I-A, first name, last name Delaflor, D-E-L-A-F-L-O-R, date of birth 2/20/57, today is 10/27/23. This is a 66-year-old woman with history of thalassemia minor, chronic anemia, restless leg syndrome, comes in today for prescription refill for Clonopin, period. New paragraph, patient has been on Clonopin for years, between 0.25 to 0.5 on a nightly basis. She's taking Neurontin, Buspar. She's taking Neurontin, Buspar, and Lyrica with no effects, period. Patient currently taking Clonopin 0.5 milligram as on a nightly basis. She has tried the generic and has not been very... And the generic has not worked for her in the past. Allergy, Levaquin. Social, no smoking, no drinking. Married, has children. Family history, non-contributory. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Allergy, Levaquin medication, Clonopin. 0.5 milligram as needed for PRN for pain. She also takes anti-inflammatory from time to time because of sciatic leg pain in the past, but no evidence of neurological emergencies and or spinal stenosis noted at this time. Let's see, an exam, 120 over 70, pulses, 80 respirations, 18, heart positive, positive, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, next rigidity, skin shows large round, because with amnesia, negative leg raising test noted. Number one, history of chronic anemia. Number two, history of thalassemia minor. Number three, restless leg syndrome. Number four, Clonopin, 0.5 milligram, non-generic. Number 31, Q, 6 hours. Next number is low back pain. Next number, history of ESI 6 months ago for low back pain. Next was anti-inflammatory on a PRN basis. Next number, no severe neuropathy or radiculopathy noted. Next number is no response to Lyrica, Buspar, and or gabapentin. Next number, she's tolerating Clonopin quite well at the current dose. Next number is no sign of abuse or misuse. Next number, continue with magnesium and multivitamins for restless leg syndrome. Next number, we'll evaluate patient in 2 months. Next number, blood work is up to date, including mammogram. Thank you.